Hi, good evening. My name is Susan Page. Third generation here of a local family business who employs 245 people. I believe we're probably one of the higher taxpayers in the city of Rockland. I was really surprised to read the article of Bangor Daily News as well. That's the first place that I learned of this, and actually had to read it twice to actually believe what I was seeing. But I'm asking all of you to step back as well, too. I think you folks are really getting the cart before the horse here. I feel that you should, if you're serious about selling city properties, especially 18 acres of property, you should have some formal appraisals done on those properties to find out what you truly what the going market rate would be for those properties. The other thing is, my understanding is there has not been a formal plan done to determine the cost to construct a new city hall. We know that the public works garage, that was denied prior by the voters, and that was the cost of borrowing $2.9 million. So getting $1.2 million for a city hall, I doubt $1.2 million is going to build an adequate city hall nowadays, and we certainly know $350,000 is not going to construct a public works garage. So my question to all of you is, who's going to pay the difference? I mean, we know who that's going to be, and that's going to be the taxpayers. And so I think you need, I don't think that's fair. I think you need to really step back and do your due diligence and firm up these numbers and spend time, if you're serious about selling the property, to spend time marketing it out there to see if there's other folks, because certainly I'd hate to see the city sell itself short. But at the same time, we need to know where City Hall is going to go as well. I think advertising for a week is not ample time to be able to find a potential buyer. Some of you have said that you feel an obligation to explore this to the residents. I think you folks have an obligation to all the residents and taxpayers of the city to do your due diligence, to come up with a plan and to tie down some of these numbers and determine if it's even going to cover the cost or so it doesn't cost us more money. I think most of us can agree that we're paying pretty hefty taxes as it is to begin with, and we certainly don't want to have to pay any more. Thank you.